Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ah, so close for FAU.
So close. They lost by 80.
Yeah, it wasn't close at all. They got ran off the court in overtime. Amazing that they even got it to overtime, though, because they stunk the entire game. And I figured, okay, in overtime, they'll just kind of outclass Northwestern, and they did not. And so FAU fans and FAU gamblers, of which I fall into both categories, better luck next year.
I wish they had our Vlad on the team.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Wagner.
You're welcome, and I'd like to say a prayer to all the trees that will be humped this weekend in Miami.
Ultra.
In Gainesville, they hump the Sharks. And in Miami, we're humping trees for Ultra.
They need to go to the mall and meet some humans. Tell people all the time.
So I believe that the Marlins, who don't start till Thursday, have already started the season 0-1. And the reason I say this is someone tweeted out today a graphic. Which teams and stadiums are Pepsi teams and which are Coca-Cola? And the majority of the teams around Major League Baseball are Coca-Cola. There's only 7 who serve Pepsi exclusively at their ballparks. And the Marlins are one of those teams. And so in my mind, you start the season 0-1.
I know you don't like this, Hawk. Pepsi's better.
Oh, stop it.
Pepsi's better.
I mean, you really have to have your head examined if you think Pepsi is better than Coca-Cola. I'll even allow people to say they're so similar, I can't tell the difference, which I don't buy either because it's so easy to tell the difference.
Yeah.
Whoever likes the taste of Pepsi products over Coca-Cola products needs their head examined. And I say that with some room to reverse that in case Pepsi's a big sponsor of the radio station or any of the stations in our group. But until I find that out to be a fact, I maintain what I just said. Coca-Cola products are way superior, especially the cola, way superior than Pepsi.
That's what you, the whole lineup, I'd have to think about it. But just a Pepsi sitting there, Coke sitting there, and to your point, Hawk, it's a damn lie that you can't tell the difference. I could pick up a blind taste test and know it in 2 seconds either way. But Pepsi, man, is just whatever they sweeten it with. It just got a little more. Mm.
I'll go to the expert, Jimmy. Jimmy?
I'm going to say Coca-Cola.
Of course.
I like them both, but I prefer Coca-Cola.
Of course. And I know Solana's with me.
I don't drink either. I don't think I've had a Pepsi in my life.
You're better off. Stinks. Pepsi's like FAU in round one.
How extreme can you go? I've never drank a Pepsi in my life.
I told you, the first Coke I had, Coca-Cola I had, in maybe 15, 20 years, was in Italy. And it was the glass bottle in Italy. So damn good.
You really haven't had one in 15 or 20 years?
I swear.
Since you're like 10?
Yeah. I used to drink Diet Coke, just a DC, like a gentleman, for years when I was a kid. And, well, you guys have seen my pictures when I was a kid.
I was going to say, that's a Pepsi body.
I can't remember ever having a Pepsi. I don't remember it, ever.
A lot of people, I find this stuff weird. Have you ever had a Dr. Pepper?
Yes, I used to love Dr. Pepper.
I know people who've never had Dr. Pepper, never had root beer.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they ran me away from that Mountain Dew with that Yellow 5 or whatever. I don't even know what it does to you.
I don't think there is Yellow 5.
Remember that? There was something about like in
Mountain Dew. There's Red 5, but there's no Yellow 5.
There was something in Mountain Dew that was like supposed to not, you can't have babies and all this crap when I was a kid. I just remember hearing that about Mountain Dew, and it ran me away.
Whatever it is, it's worth it. It's so good.
It is pretty delicious. And these new flavors, oh my goodness, off the chain.
I mean, Marlins, if you're trying to attract fans, what are you doing serving Pepsi over Coke? Now I got to go to Rays games.
They got delicious food at that Marlins Stadium, though.
Yeah, they do all right with the food.
Yeah.
But nothing pairs better with, you know, some nachos or a dog than an ice cold Coke Zero. Mm.
You've been marketed to a T.
Just tastes so good. It's so far superior. The only Major League teams that have Pepsi products look like the Diamondbacks, the Guardians, the Tigers, the Twins, the Royals, the Yankees, and the Marlins.
Wow.
That's pretty wild. The Yankees.
Hmm. Seems like a good crew to be in.
Seven losers.
So will you just not drink Pepsi, Hawk?
No, I drink it, but I drink it begrudgingly. Because if you go to Hooters, they're Pepsi houses. You go, hey, let me get a 10 wings and a Diet Coke. I always say Coke Zero if you have it. And they go, oh, well, we have Pepsi. Okay.
Does anyone change their order? Because that happens with me too. I'll say Coke. It's my natural thing. Soda's Coke. So I'll be like, hey, can I get a large Coke? Is it fine if it's Pepsi? Are there people that'll be like, oh, no, never mind. Give me a tea.
Sometimes I'll do that. If I'm in the mood for an icy cold Coke and they say we only have Pepsi products, because Pepsi products, it's just not going to taste good. Like, it's just not going to taste good.
They're doing okay, Hawk. They make sales.
We'll see.
You'll turn down a Pepsi because you're in the mood for a Coke?
That's right.
You are what's wrong with this world then.
Well, what if they say, I'll take a side of sweet potato fries, and they say we don't have any, we only have regular fries.
And then I'll just eat the regular fries.
I'm not so certain that you would.
Pepsi's so been you're around.
Saying, you're saying if I order something and they don't have it, I should just consume whatever they give me?
No, because you're not ordering steak and they're saying, well, we only have eggplant.
Anything. I'll take sour cream and onion chips on the side. Okay, here's your barbecue chips.
But it's,
just take it.
It's not the
they're
same.
They're way more similar than that.
No.
They are.
No. Well, then you can't tell the difference. You don't have an advanced palate.
And Pepsi's been around since 1898.
Let's see if they're here in 2098. That's the real test.
This man's crazy.
Let's get the headlines with Solana because I have to get to a Crowder story in this 3 o'clock hour.
I cannot wait.
Here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Game worth a damn.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. In case you missed it yesterday, by the way, if you had gotten out of your car, you missed the 5 o'clock hour, Odell Beckham did meet with the Dolphins, and we had discussed it. Barry Jackson had tweeted out that the meeting went well. and that the Dolphins felt like it was a good meeting overall. And apparently this will just come down, no surprise, to finances.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who else he's meeting with or has met with, but yeah, I mean, if there's not many offers out there, you would imagine being able to play on the same team as Tyreek and Jalen. If you're a receiver, right, you want to be on a good receiving core, yes. I think there's probably some sort of discount to play for a guy like Mike McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
But this only go and to live in Miami, play in a state with no state income tax.
Yeah.
But that only goes so far. If the difference is a $500,000 difference, like maybe Miami gets the nod. If the difference is $4 million over two seasons, then he will be elsewhere.
And somebody asked me today, speaking about Odell, somebody asked me today, are the Dolphins true contenders? And my heart and my brain were two different ways on this.
Really? You don't think they're true contenders?
I watched them get whooped by all the good AFC teams.
And now Mike McDaniel has one more year of experience experiencing that. Tua has one more year of experience experiencing that. Tyreek just watched his former team put up another Super Bowl. Like, I think they're contenders.
I just know you said it. Patrick Mahomes is there. He's the Brady. He's just stealing everybody's rings like Brady used to. But Joe Burrow is going to be healthy again. Lamar's still there. Hell, the Browns were decent last year.
But just contenders. Where it wouldn't be the world's biggest surprise to see them at the end in the Super Bowl or the AFC title game.
If they were in the NFC, I'd feel a lot better. I'm not going to lie.
I saw yesterday a couple people sent me this. Nick Wright from FS1, they did a whole segment on Tua Tagovailoa. And his take was that, and I, by the way, I'm not saying it was the right take or the wrong take, but his take on Tua was that the Dolphins should jump ship on Tua. And he made the case that they should look at the Minnesota Vikings, trade him to Minnesota, and go draft Penix Jr. And his quote was, I wrote it down, I can't imagine what I'd have to see to believe that Tua is going to be a force multiplier at the quarterback position. And they brought up the same reasons Crowder was just bringing up, all the other guys in the AFC, and that despite him leading the league in passing and all the numbers being good.
Well,
the numbers versus the good teams, the teams that they're going to need to beat, were not good.
I think Tua hasn't hit his ceiling yet. There are some hell of fire quarterbacks in the league, but it's my Tua take. That's not a take. It's how I feel. Tua is a top 10 quarterback. It's not easy to find him. What the hell is Michael Penix going to be? Caleb Williams.
Right.
What is Caleb Williams going to be? We don't know what these guys are going to turn out to. We were looking for a top 10 quarterback since Marino. Chad Pennington year, Chad wasn't a top 10 quarterback. We ran the Wildcat and had a good defense. Like, we haven't had a Tua in a long time. Why would you get rid of him to see what Drake May can do? I'm not with it.
Nick Wright drinks Pepsi.
Nick Wright looks weird.
He, admittedly, by himself, he took one of the worst pictures in the history of photos. Did you see the picture of him with Patrick Mahomes at the parade?
Yes.
He has admitted, he's like, I don't know how this is me. This picture, I just don't know how it was me. It's one of the worst pictures a human has ever taken.
Because he has a big person hairdo and beard, but he's 100 pounds. He looks like a hippie science teacher or something. He's a weird looking dude.
Have you seen that picture, Solana?
Yeah, I actually I have it here. I'm trying to see if I could pull it up in time, but it's bizarre. He looks 65 and like he lives in the Poconos in a shack.
I mean, I like him. I think he's very good on radio and television. But that's a terror. Like for me, like move on from the quarterback who led the league in most stats and take a flyer on Michael Penix. Cause I saw a couple games of him in college and like, no, what? No. Trade him to Minnesota for who?
If I were to
Justin
ask
Jefferson,
you,
I would kind of have a good receiver already.
If I were to ask you, what are your expectations at this point? And I know it's early, man. But what are your expectations for the Miami Dolphins last year? Because last year, at around this time,
it's early. They haven't even had the draft yet. It's not like it's the first week of the season.
But last year at this time, we were saying they have to win a playoff game. That is the bar, right? And then before the season started, we were all kind of saying, man, this defense is loaded. You got Fangio. You paid him more money than anybody's ever paid any DC. You went out. You got Jalen Ramsey. We were all kind of saying the expectation is AFC title game. And then in the middle of the season, we're all saying Super Bowl. They fell short of all of those expectations.
So no doubt.
I just wonder what the expectations are going to be going into next year, because if it is win a playoff game, year three of McDaniel with Tua and Tyreek, I mean, those aren't good expectations for a team at this stage.
I agree. The expectations have to be higher than that. If they're not, then you really do need to retool.
Yeah.
Because if you look at if you're in year three, like Solana just laid out there, and you sit in the conference room and we go, okay, what are the expectations? And the expectations are a playoff win. Well, and you better get back to the drawing board. So I think the expectations have to be AFC conference championship.
Whew. Yeah, it's still just a playoff win, Hawk. I would actually, when you
really?
Said it, I was going to say win the AFC East. So I think my expectations are already gone down. I didn't even bring up the playoffs. Just show me that you're better than the Bills and the Jets when A-Rod comes back.
Why do you keep calling him A-Rod?
A-Raj?
A-Ron, maybe.
Anything but A-Rod.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Rodgers.
There you go.
With Aaron Rodgers back in the Jets, I want them to beat him.
We're
friends. You know, I just couldn't.
Here's Nick Wright looking like, I don't know what, with Patrick Mahomes.
My expectation for the Dolphins is to win the Coastal. I think you start there.
They might. UM needs the Dolphins roster to win the Coastal.
Well, joke's on you. There is no Coastal anymore.
I'm going to send that to Odyssey Corporate. WQAM host says the Dolphins must win the Coastal next season. The Miami Heat host the Pelicans tonight. First of four straight at home. Bam Adebayo upgraded to available. That is very good news for the Miami Heat. Caleb Martin has been downgraded to questionable. He's dealing with ankle discomfort. Jimmy's supposed to play. No Hero, no Love, and no Duncan Robinson, and no Alondis Williams either.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler and Jimmy's Butler. Seen that commercial?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You haven't seen the Jimmy Butler's Butler?
The Hulu commercial,
Hawk. It's a Hulu commercial.
Is it Jaime Jaquez Jr.?
No.
No, that's another one. It's the Butler off
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
Jeffrey.
Oh, really? Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Jimmy Butler's Butler.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You haven't seen the Hulu commercial? I'll send it to you.
No. Nah, I get the idea.
Yeah.
Is there anything worse than when someone, you're at lunch or just talking or whatever, is there anything worse than someone who has to pull up a video on YouTube and make you watch it with them?
Oh, goodness.
Because all I want to do is tap the phone to see where the progress bar is. Am I in on a 6-minute video here, or is this 20 seconds? Like, that drives me. Like, have you ever seen the scene in Risky Business where they're on the train? Oh, I haven't seen it. And then all of a sudden you see the person, and they're going, and you know what they're doing. They're finding the scene. You're like, oh, no. You're going to show me. Please text me the scene. Just text me the scene, because then I'll watch it at my leisure.
Yeah.
Here's that scene I was telling you about. And they turn their phone horizontal.
Oh, ways. Yeah, oh, Jack.
Oh. Here, you want to use my AirPod? I want to use your AirPod. In my ear?
If you ask me to use your AirPod, we ain't friends no more.
Oh, don't show me a video.
You know, it's
15 seconds tops. That's like, hey, did you see this rundown in the Padres game last night? Look at it. This is a crazy rundown. Then somebody goes, you seen they made a montage of Stanton home runs since he was a rookie?
Huh?
No, I haven't seen. Oh. There you go. It's 18 minutes. Let's walk.
Don't talk.
What? What? And then, you try to do, you know, show them. I got the idea. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. That was a good one. You start to move on. And ooh, watch this one. Watch this one. It's against the Expos. Expos. Him and the team. Is there a highlight of him against the Expos? Is this AI?
Oh, it gets me. Have you seen the meme of the white lady? No, I haven't. I don't know what you're talking about. Here, because this is what I thought about when you said that. If I haven't seen the meme, I don't care about the meme. Don't meme me.
Tweet it at me.
Memes are visual.
Tweet it at me.
Oh, you're so silly. It reminds me of the little fat black kid. What? No, I don't know. I've never seen it.
I'm that guy that you're describing.
You show the videos?
Yeah.
I brought it up because he does the meme thing. You do the meme thing, Solana.
I do. And you do remind me of the little fat black kid.
That's the only meme I know. The little fat black kid looking out the side of his eye, standing in line, is the only meme I know in the world.
It's heavy expectations, too, man, to be the guy that wants to show the funny video to somebody. It's almost on par with being the person that's going to control the music for a car ride. Like, I got the music. But now expectations are high. You got to play banger after banger because if the rest of the car.
Yeah, but the music, I can close my eyes. I can think about other things. You're not going to continue to look at me to make sure that I'm consuming what you're putting out there. The video, like the person starts showing it to you and then they watch you. So now you have to put on a show for the person who's showing you the video to show you that you are as amazed by this video as they are. This is why I didn't want to see the Hulu commercial, by the way.
Here, let me pull it up for you. Hold on.
No, the music is easy.
That's easy.
Yeah, because if you tell me you got the music, I don't give a damn what you think. You just told me I got the music, so I'm going to listen to what I want to.
Oh, no.
What do we have? Our breaking news music, if you're not familiar with the show.
This is very, very, very tough for me to report, but according to multiple reports, Skip Schumacher has made it official. Sixto Sanchez will be on the Marlins opening day roster next week.
By the way, speaking of the Marlins, that's rough for you because we'll be playing, of course, Noche de Sixto. But Yuri Perez is going to start the season on the IL. Bad news for the Marlins.
Yeah, I have that update here.
Have we started headlines? Someone texted it.
No idea.
Great text. I actually did that yesterday with the video to my buddy. I showed him a 9-minute video on how the Panama Canal is the key to taking Taiwan. I mean, that'll end a friendship. Friendship over that. Because you got to kind of make a casual motion that ends up your fingernail touches the screen just to see where you are. And if I see there's 7.5 minutes remaining on this video, I got to pull the plug on the friendship.
Okay, I got a question if it's friendship anyway, because the Panama Canal is y'all's point of conversation.
Happens to be some fascinating video of the Panama Canal. Incredible. I'm not going to hate on the Panama Canal video because when you watch those locks get released and the boat goes up, like it's really amazing.
How the hell?
But I kind of watch it. I want to watch it on my couch at my leisure while OP Live is on, and I'm just kind of looking for other content to consume while I'm doing that. I don't want to do that at the bar at Flanagan's while I'm trying to see what's going on.
Yeah, Yuri Perez will begin the season on the injured list. He was diagnosed with elbow inflammation in his throwing arm and will be sidelined multiple weeks.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, they have those locks in Okeechobee.
I mean, they have locks in Okeechobee,
but
they don't have Panama Canal size locks in Okeechobee.
The ones that you ride in the boat raises up to meet the next level and all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same the same construction. Conclusion.
The construction conclusion.
It's not two oceans.
Yeah, you're ready for Shark Tank, bud. Can't wait.
Oh, it'd be a funny episode, though.
The Panthers did lose to Nashville yesterday, 3-0. You ready to say the Cats stink?
They stink.
Yeah. Third straight loss, bro.
Man, a little low.
At the Rangers tomorrow.
This would be some sort of epic collapse, man. You could be at the precipice of one epic collapse.
That's not too much talent.
At the Rangers tomorrow, 8 p.m. They also play the Flyers on Sunday, 6 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Rain. That's your weather.
All right. I have to describe to you what happened in the tunnel of the Panthers arena yesterday with one Channing Crowder. It's everything you would imagine it would be.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is when I look my sexiest, when I'm at the cash pop machine.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So I think yesterday on the air, I was saying, Solana, that Crowder's not going to know how to work that point of sale contraption that he was talking about for his Crowder powder. Was that, this was on the air, right?
It was, yes.
Okay. So Crowder's got the Crowder powder. It's available at Delaware Chicken Farm. But yeah, he's also
and CrowderPowder.com.
And CrowderPowder.com.
Yeah.
But he's also got, and here's mine.
Yeah, see, Hawk, you spoiled me. You and Tree. Because Tree bought a bottle and he shot me some cash. Hawk bought 12 bottles. He shot me some cash. So I wasn't prepared. And so
well,
then when
it's not for it's not for the, it's not because someone shot you some cash for you to not to be prepared. The point of sale, if for people who don't know the POS, that's where you would insert your credit card, say at a store counter, you know, I'm buying this and that, and you can tap your card, you can insert your card. But they have mobile POS systems. I think Crowder's got his here. And, you know, you can also attach one right to your iPhone. Like, you can get a Stripe or Square and attach it right to your iPhone. That's an actual standalone device, though, that Crowder has, the
right.
POS device. So if he wants to sell Crowder powder at a concert in the parking lot, he can do so. The POS is connected to the internet, and it is, you know, a credit card
ready
machine.
Ready to go.
So I had said on the air that Crowder's kind of now, you know, moving merchandise, pushing P out of his car because he's driving around. He's got the Crowder powder everywhere. He's got boxes of it.
Yep.
So we're walking down through the tunnel yesterday to leave after the broadcast at the Panthers game. And one of the security guards says, "Hey, I texted you guys on the text line. I want to get one of these Crowder powders." And this is in the tunnel. Now, I know this is a disaster. And Crowder even said to me, "You need to leave?" And I go, I got nowhere to go because the game doesn't start till 7:30.
I got to watch
this. It's 6 o'clock. I go, I can watch this all night. Now, we've all seen this before. You know how to pay for something with a credit card.
Yes.
Generally takes what, Solana? 15 seconds?
Yeah, if that.
You give the merchant your credit card, or you insert it yourself, or tap it yourself. That's it. That's the transaction. Maybe they ask you to sign. That's the transaction. Okay. Guy goes, I would like one Crowder powder. Crowder got to put down his backpack, fishing through Swedish fish, lemon heads. All right, here you go. Here's one Crowder powder. It's $8.52. Okay, here's my credit card. Crowder takes out the point of sale. Now, this is how you know he has no idea what's going on. Powers it up. Not even, the thing's not on. Powers it up. Looks at it. I'm just watching Crowder because I know what's going to happen. Settings. The moment a person hit settings on anything, they have no idea what's going on. The moment a person, I don't care if it's cable, I don't care if it's a phone, the moment a person hits settings, they have no idea what's going on. I have never, ever gone to a merchant, given them my credit card, and have them hit settings. But he's expecting the settings to say, click here for everything to work, which is not what settings do.
It was pressure. It was three dudes standing there watching me.
But here's my point is that he's got, I can take credit cards. He's never even taken the thing out of the box. So now, after hitting settings a couple times and it not having an answer for him, he hits language.
Let me reset.
Language?
Language. We'll start from the real beginning here. Now, this guy's got a security job, by the way. We're done. This guy's job is just beginning. So he's got a guy in front of him, the backpack's on the ground. There's stuff scattered all over the floor, his notebooks, his candy.
It's two guys standing there. Two.
Yeah, one guy's just, you know, kind of chirping as the whole thing is going on. And the other guy wants to buy the Crowder powder. But Crowder has no, when I say no idea, no idea. He doesn't even know where the card is going to go if he ever gets off settings. So I say, this is happening right in front of the media work area. So I say to myself, I'm going to go put my stuff down. I'm going to talk with Jameson Olive for a while, and I'll come back out here and I'll see what's going on. It's exactly what I did. Go in there, talk a little Panthers with Jameson Olive.
Or Panthers.
Then I walk back outside. Nothing has progressed. Nothing. This is 5 minutes now. Nothing has progressed. Now, I'm of the I would just say, I appreciate listening. Here's the season. That's not in Crowder's vocabulary.
No. Let's be honest. Hawk is hysterically laughing every time he walks back out this door.
I am crying that this is going on like this.
And how does that make me look as an entrepreneur?
This is for $8.50. Solana. This is for $8.50. This guy is now, you know, part of the worst day of his life. It's the funniest day of my life. And Crowder is relentless. Settings. Power up. Power down. Settings. But I don't even know if he knew what he was looking for. So finally, the guy says, how about I Zell you the money? Crowder goes, sure. I goes, I deleted my Bank of America app yesterday. My right hand to God, Solana, I am not making this up.
This is 100%.
He goes, yeah, I deleted the app. He goes, let me reload it. App store, you know, a little cloud thing. Bank of America. We're in a tunnel. The signal is, so now, you know how quick it is to re-download an app that you've already had? He's staring at it. Crowder's staring at it. And I'm saying to myself, this isn't going to work anyway because this guy's not going to know how to reopen his app. There's no way this guy has password saved. There's no way he has Face ID.
No shot.
And it's exactly what happened. App opens up. He hits open. It asks him for his login. Because I don't know what my login is here. Crowder still refuses to pull the plug on this transaction. Crowder takes the Crowder powder, puts it back in his backpack. We'll be here next week. The guy says, well, wait a second. How about I Venmo you the money? Just give me your cell phone number. Okay. Crowder gives him his cell phone number. So the security guard can Venmo him $8.52 after spending 14 to 18 minutes watching Crowder continually hit settings on the point of sale. Contraption. You
know, when he pulled the plug when I logged out to log back in, because I hit settings, and then I just turned the machine off and back on. Then there was a log out button. I was like, well, let me log out. When he saw me hit log out, he was like, you have Zelle? And he didn't know anything else.
This was, you couldn't believe what you were watching. A guy who could go on Shark Tank one day is in the tunnel with a point of sale machine that literally should take 10 seconds to charge a card. We're going on 18 minutes. The guy wants to, the guy is like, why did I not have $10 cash on me? To avoid all this.
He sent me $10. That's more.
I know. You gave him your cell phone number.
And the best thing, I say, hey, how much is it? I say, $8.52. You got change? Nope.
Yeah. Someone wanted to give him cash for one. Guy's like, yeah, I don't have any change. I'll take your 10.
That's the interaction. Who has 48 cents? That's ridiculous.
My head was going to explode in that tunnel, Solana.
It was
maddening. It was maddening. Because at some point, you're no longer, like, I don't know. I can't get this sale. Here's the merchandise. At some point, it's on you. You can't make the customer go through all that and say, well, sorry, I can't accept credit cards right now.
Especially going on and on the entire show about your fancy new POS system.
Like, he took it home and just figured, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll know how to work this. I mean,
like, enter password. Jack.
Yeah, have you ever used a credit card, Crowder?
Nobody goes,
enter password. Like, you tap your card. Transaction's done.
I thought that would be the cool part. Hey, I want to get it. And it's already logged into one item, so I just push the green button. They tap their credit card. Boom. It's supposed to be, like, 10 seconds.
Boom, well, boom, I know boom, how it's boom, supposed boom, to be. I know how it's supposed to be.
Boom, boom, boom. It didn't boom, boom, boom like it was supposed to.
Unbelievable.
I still don't know how to do it.
The least shocking thing in the world.
Choose a country where the device is being used.
Anyway, you can get your Crowder powder, crowderpowder.com.
Don't buy your Crowder powder from Crowder in person.
Yeah. Now, unless you have cash, I am telling you, it is not going to be worth your time.
Well, because
he won't give up. He will not give up. But he has no idea what's going on. Like, and it's not like he's getting closer. He's just hitting settings, and I don't know what he's expecting to see.
Like the setting of work.
What?
Like work, like it'll say work, and I hit work.
Just work. We had it set to not work. Thank you for going into settings. Set it to work.
Well, listen, Asia runs Crowder.
Solana, I'm telling you, I didn't know whether to laugh, cry, run.
But to not just pull the trigger on, hey, appreciate you, man. Here it is.
I'll hit you up next week.
Solana. But
Crowder,
just think about this.
Crowder.
We walk past. The dude says, hey, I text in to the show today about the Crowder Powder. Hawk's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got my boxes. So Hawk was on my side for 8 seconds. And then the guy was like, can I get one? And I pull out the POS machine. Hawk starts laughing, goes and puts his bag and all his items down just to laugh.
The guy's holding the Crowder powder now. Crowder's giving him the Crowder powder. And then after 18 minutes, Crowder just takes the thing out of the guy's hands. Oh, I'm sorry. God. Give the guy the spice. Just give him the damn spices.
5 minutes in, Hawk says, I'll be back. And goes to have a conversation with a friend, knowing that he has 10 minutes. Because I just keep hitting settings. And
I know.
Log out.
I was watching you. There was going to be no progress. There was going to be none. It was impossible because he didn't know what he was looking for. UConn is beating Stetson 33-8. By the way,
I should have tried to sell some to the opposing team. They were right there.
should have fled. Anyway, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. You can also get that Crowder powder at Delaware Chicken Farm.
Hey.
Crowder is about to tell you about.
Yes, Crowder powder is at Delaware Chicken
Farm.
And
they've got their point of sale system set up. Like, they've got it mastered at Delaware Chicken
Farm.
Listen,
I have a bunch of smart people around me. They always say you shouldn't be the smartest person in the room. I never have to worry about that. Because all these great people around, Crowder powder.
In, how many big mans were thrown in the mix? Yeah, that was flying out every 4 seconds, too. Let me just get these settings right here, big man.
Boski, Doski, you okay? Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Your Crowder powder's there now. It is delicious, even though I don't know how to sell it, but. We're going to get this thing together, but Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, we're actually having a party April 20th at Delaware. I'll be cooking. We're going to hang out in the parking lot. I'll get you more information on that, but put it aside. 4:20, we are having a Crowder Powder Party in the Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market parking lot. Y'all got to get to Delaware, though. They've been doing this since 1951. I've been going there over 20 years for all my food now. The most delicious, the freshest food, the lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork, the poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison. They have so much delicious food. The sides are made in-house daily and off the chain. They have prepared food, the broasted chicken, which is oven-fried chicken. They have sandwiches. They have burgers. They have so, and oh my goodness, the smoked fish dip, the buffalo chicken dip. If you are doing anything, if you're having anybody over, any gathering, parties, romantic dinners, family dinners, get the food from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. You got to give them a call. Go to DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. When you know what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be packaged ready when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. You don't even have to get out the car, because all Delaware wants to do is what they have been doing since 1951 and bless your gathering, your meal, with delicious, fresh, best-priced food you can get. Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Azúcar!
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.